ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम 7th कैंटो 5th वर्स, द मोस्ट वन ऑफ द मोस्ट फेमस वर्सेस ऑफ द एंटायर श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो लेट्स रिसाइट इट प्लीज। श्री प्रह्लाद वाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णुः स्मरणं पादसेवनं अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यम आत्मनिवेदनम्। श्री प्रह्लाद वाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पादसेवनम् अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यम आत्मनिवेदनम्। श्री प्रह्लाद वाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पादसेवनम् अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यम आत्मनिवेदनम्। श्री प्रह्लाद वाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पादसेवनम् अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यम आत्मनिवेदनम्। विष्णु पादसेवनम् वंदनम् दास्यं सख्यम आत्मनिवेदनम्। श्री प्रह्लाद वाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पादसेवनम् अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यम आत्मनिवेदनम्। माताजी। श्री प्रह्लाद वाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पादसेवनम् अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं। श्री प्रह्लाद वाच नम वंदनं दास्यं हरे कृष्ण। सो ट्रांसलेशन, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग वी कैन डू वंस अगेन। श्री प्रह्लाद वाच प्रह्लाद महाराज सेड श्रवणम हियरिंग कीर्तनम चैंटिंग विष्णु ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु नॉट एनी वन एल्स स्मरणम रिमेम्बरिंग पादसेवनम सर्विंग द फीट अर्चनम ऑफरिंग वर्शिप विथ सड़ोपचार द 16 काइंड्स ऑफ पैराफर्नेलिया वंदनम ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स दास्यम बिकमिंग द सर्वेंट सख्यम बिकमिंग द बेस्ट फ्रेंड आत्मनिवेदनम सरेंडरिंग एवरीथिंग वॉट एवर वन हैज। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Labhe Charanavrinda Bhakti Vedanta Samishta Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, thank you all for coming. So for many days we have been hearing these wonderful verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Navda Bhakti, as stated by Prahlad Maharaj. In one of the places Srila Prabhupada says that here in this purport, Prabhupada is saying that bhakti means doing these 9 activities. That is the definition of bhakti. Okay. Yes? Yeah, I am going to read, yeah. So this is, so Prabhupada is saying that here, so doing these 9 activities itself is bhakti. I'm sorry, I forgot to read the purport, now I'll read it. So we have been hearing in detail about Shravanam, Kirtanam, very beautiful purport Vishnu Prabhupada. And today for the Dasyam part, it's a very small purport, but it's very, very deep and very inspiring. Dasyam, the 7th item. There is the following statement in regard to assisting the Lord as a servant. After many, many thousands of births, when one comes to understand that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, one can deliver others from this universe. If one simply continues to think that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, even without performing any other process of devotional service, he can attain full success. For simply by this feeling, one can perform all 9 process of devotional service. Such a beautiful purport, I read once again, very short. So try to hear carefully once again. There is the following statement in regard to assisting the Lord as a servant. After many, many thousands of births, when one comes to understand that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, one can deliver others from this universe. If one simply continues to think that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, even without performing any other process of devotional service, he can attain full success. For simply by this feeling, one can perform all 9 processes of devotional service. So yes, all the 9 processes are very important, especially Prabhupada stresses on hearing and chanting. When Mahaprabhu was questioned that out of all the Navda Bhakti, which is the most important? So Mahaprabhu said, Nam Sankirtan is the most important. And here Prabhupada is saying that if one simply develops this feeling, right, that I am the servant of Krishna, one can perform all 9 processes of devotional service. In other words, what I have understood here is that this is the foundation of bhakti. That means all the 9 processes what we do. The foundation is that I am Krishna's servant. Otherwise there is no meaning. Otherwise why should I hear about Krishna? Why should I glorify Krishna? Why should I remember Krishna? So everything, the foundation is because I am Krishna's eternal servant. Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. This is a very foundational principle of the entire process of devotional service. As you know that when Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatan Goswami, he instructed about all these three things, Sambandha, Avideya and Prayojan. And specifically Sanatan Goswami is known as the Sambandha Acharya. So a lot of portions of that Shiksha given by Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu stresses on this Sambandha part, that how we are Krishna's eternal servant. What is that famous verse? Jivara Swarup Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. Very clearly, like many lectures of Srila Prabhupada in many books, he makes it very, very clear, absolutely clear, that we are all servants. Our constitutional position is that we are servants. The choice is ours. We want to be servant of Krishna or we want to be servant of Maya. There is no other choice. Okay? Because that is our constitution. Just like Dharma, the constitution of water, it has to flow. But artificially the water becomes ice sometimes, then it doesn't flow, but that's artificial condition. So similarly, the natural condition of the soul, jiva, is to be Krishna's servant. In artificial condition, what happens? We become solidified, we become Maya's servant. But again, if there's conducive temperature, if you put ice in normal temperature, gradually the ice will again become water. So similarly, once we come in devotee association, we practice Krishna consciousness, gradually, very quickly, we'll retain our original consciousness. Therefore, Prabhupada uses the word revive, right? In the famous explanation of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the 60s, when Prabhupada released that explanation of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I think 3 or 4 minutes per part, beautifully Prabhupada says that this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a sublime method to revive our original Krishna consciousness. As living entities, we are all part and parcel of Krishna, right? Prabhupada explains. I'm not saying exact word by word, but this is the meaning that Prabhupada is saying, that we are all Krishna's eternal servant, but we have forgotten that. And by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we revive this consciousness that I am Krishna's servant. So therefore, this is a beautiful line that Prabhupada is saying here, that simply by this feeling, one can perform all the other processes. In fact, this is a foundation for all the other processes. So I'll just read, there are many, many beautiful purports Srila Prabhupada on this topic of thinking oneself to be Krishna's servant. So I'll just read a few of them. So I'll begin with here, that in Chaitanya Charitamrit, in Adilila, 6th chapter, the description of Advaitacharya is given. So he said, all the Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu himself, but his highest pleasure is that he's thinking that he's servant of Krishna. So in this connection, I just read, this is Adilila 642. Chaitanya Gosai ke acharya kare prabhu gyan, apana ke kare natara dasa abhiman. Sri Advaitacharya, however, considers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his master, and he thinks of himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Prabhupada, in the purport, he quotes many, many verses. In one verse he says, he multiplied billions of times the transcendental pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization, still could not compare to even an atomic portion of the ocean of bhakti or transcendental service. Another verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Tvat katha amrita patho do viharanto mahamudaha kurvanti kritinah kechit chatur vargam trinopamam. For those who take pleasure in the transcendental topics of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the four progressive realizations of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, all combined together, cannot compare any more than a straw could to the happiness derived from hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord. Those who engage in the transcendental service of the lotus feet of Krishna, being relieved of all material enjoyment, have no attraction to topics of impersonal monism. Right? So look at that. Prabhupada quotes so many nice verses. Then he quotes from another nice verse. That, so again, devotee is praying that he doesn't want kama, moksha and all the chaturvarga, But I simply pray that I may always be engaged as the servant of your lotus feet. Dasyam eva bhi kamye. In the seventh canto itself, now after a few chapters, when Prahlad Maharaj will offer prayers to Narsingdev, so Prahlad Maharaj also says the same thing. Narsingdev says, please ask for a benediction. And Prahlad Maharaj says, I do not want any benediction. I just simply want to be engaged in your service eternally. And then Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Hanumanji. We'll discuss a little more about Hanumanji, because as we know, these nine processes, there are different acharyas who have perfected by following one of the processes. For example, by Shravanam, who became perfect? Parikshit Maharaj. By Kirtanam, Shukdev Goswami. By Vandanam, Akrura. So like that. So by Dasyam, who has shown us perfection? Hanumanji. He is considered to be the best of all the devotees. And what Hanumanji is praying, Prabhupada is quoting, nice verse, Bhavabandha chidye tasse sprihamanena muktaye Bhavan Prabhu Raham Dasiti Yatra Vilupyate. I do not wish to take liberation or to merge in the Brahman effulgence, where the conception of being a servant of the Lord is completely lost. So that means Hanumanji is saying that he doesn't even want liberation, which is the Sayujya Mukti, where one loses his position as a servant. Right? All he wants is Aham Dasa Iti Yatra. This is his greatest, you know, the abhiman, the greatest pride of a devotee, is that I am Krishna's servant. And then he quotes from, Prabhupada is quoting from King Kulakshekara's Mukunda Mala Sutra. He is saying, Naham vande tava charanayor dvandam advanda hetoho kumbhi pakam gurmapi hare narakam napinetum ramya rama mridutanu lata nadene nabhirantum Bhave bhave ridaya bhavane bhaveyam bhavantam. My Lord, I do not worship you to be liberated from this material entanglement, nor do I wish to save myself from the hellish condition of material existence, nor do I ever pray for a beautiful wife to enjoy in a nice garden. I wish only that I may always be fully engaged in the pleasure of serving your Lordship. And then Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, fourth canto, there are so many verses. The entire Srimad Bhagavatam, we can make a list of hundreds of verses where devotees are praying that I only want from you to be engaged in your service. Dhruv Maharaj prays like that. Prithu Maharaj is praying similarly. Prahlad Maharaj. You talk of anyone. Vritrasur in the sixth canto, right? He says, Aham haretava padeka moolam dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuyah. So Vritrasur Maharaj is praying that my only desire is when will I become the servant of your servant. So the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, you pick up the prayers by any devotee, he'll definitely talk about this topic. Oh my Lord, I want to be just engaged in your service. And not only Lord's direct service, but the service of the servants of the Lord. Aham haretava padaika mulam dasanu dasa. Jai Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai. Sir Advaitacharya is praying to Mahaprabhu, right? Sei abhimana sukhe apana pasare Krishna dasa ho jiva upadesha kare, right? So Advaitacharya, Acharya means teaching by example. So Advaitacharya is teaching everyone that how we can be servants of Mahaprabhu. Krishna dasa abhimane yananda sindhu koti brahma sukha nahe tara eka bindu. The conception of servitude to Sri Krishna generates such an ocean of joy in the soul that even the joy of oneness with Absolute, if multiplied 10 million times, could not compare to a drop of it. Now this is something we should contemplate a little bit. As you know, there are different kinds of happiness. It's broadly categorized as Jadanand, that means enjoyment in this material world, and above that is what? Brahmanand, right? That is, so Jadanand is pleasure in this material world. Now that is, as we all know, it's very insignificant. Right? We think it's very great, but if you actually analyze, it's just there for a very short time and actually doesn't give pleasure to us. So intelligent man can easily see that there is no happiness in this material world. That is Jadanand. That's very, very low grade happiness. But Brahmanand, what would Brahmanand? Brahmanand is very high grade. Because in Brahmajyoti, when Jiva goes there, he's eternal, always in state of eternity and knowledge. There is no suffering. But compared to the happiness derived by merging into Brahman, it is said, if that happiness is multiplied 10 million times, it cannot compare to one drop of happiness derived by serving Krishna, Sevananda. Just see, the ocean of happiness, joy that the soul experiences by serving Krishna. Krishna Dasa Abhimani Ye Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahe Tarayaka Bindu. Right? Then Advaitacharya further says, Muye Chaitanya Das Aranityananda Dasa Bhava Sama Nahe Anyatra Ananda. He says, Nityananda and I are the servants of Lord Chaitanya. Nowhere else is there such joy as that which is tasted in the emotion of servitude. The most beloved goddess of fortune resides on the chest of Sri Krishna, yet she too, earnestly praying, begs for the joy of service at his feet. All the associates of Lord Krishna, such as Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Shuka, and Sanat Kumara, are very pleased in the sentiment of servitude. Sri Nityananda, the wandering mendicant, is the foremost of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. He became mad in the ecstasy of service to Lord Chaitanya. Srivas, Haridas, Ramdas, Gadadhar, Murari, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar and Vakreshwar are all glorious and are all learned scholars. But the sentiment of servitude to Lord Chaitanya makes them mad in ecstasy. Thus they dance and sing and laugh like madmen, and they instruct everyone, just be loving servants of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Advaitacharya thinks, Lord Chaitanya considers me his spiritual master, yet I feel myself to be only his servant. Then once again, very important verse. Krishna premara eka purva prabhav guru sama laghu ke karaya dasya bhav. Love for Krishna has this one unique effect. It imbues superiors, equals and inferiors, the spirit of service to Lord Krishna. Okay, so now little technical topic is there. Here it is said that this servitude for Krishna, this feeling of being servant, is present in all the devotees. Like we have heard, there are five mellows: Santa Bhav, Dasya, then Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. So we should not think that in Sakhya Bhav or in Vatsalya Bhav this feeling of servitude is not there. No, it's there. Rather, it's more intense. Right? So here it is said, even Nanda Maharaj, right? He considers himself to be servant of Krishna. So in the topic of discussion of Ramananda Raya and Mahaprabhu, this topic is described very nicely, beautifully. That how this feeling of Dasya is there in all the other higher rasas also. As I said, this is the foundation of bhakti, considering oneself to be servant of Krishna. So the example is given, just like in Sankhya, you know, ether. So ether carries sound, right? And from that comes air. So air carries both sound as well as touch, the feeling of touch, you know, like we can feel the air. So air carries the sensation of touch. And also air carries sound, you know, as I'm speaking, air is carrying the sound. And then comes ether, air, and then water. Fire. So fire carries vision and also sound. And then comes water. Water carries taste, form. Water has form, water has taste, sound can pass through water. So water has taste, plus it also has sound, it also has form. And earth has all the things, plus it has fragrance also. So earth, we can smell the earth, we can taste the earth, we can feel, sound can pass through earth. So earth has all the five qualities. Is it clear? Earth has all the five qualities. It has one unique quality of its own, which is fragrance, but it also has the other four qualities. Ether has only sound. Only sound can pass through ether. But air has touch also. Water has touch and sound as well as taste. And earth has everything. Taste, form, fragrance, everything. So similarly, The highest rasa, which is Madhurya rasa, has everything else. That means it has Santa bhava also, Dasya bhava also, Vatsalya also, and Sakhya also. Vatsalya bhava has, similarly, it has Sakhya also, and Dasya also, and also Vatsalya. Is this point clear? This example is a very nice example that which Ramanandara is giving to Mahaprabhu. So that means this Dasya bhava is there in all the devotees of Krishna. Right from the beginning stage to neophytes to the most exalted devotees of the Lord. What to speak of others, even Balaramji, who is the highest devotee of the Lord. He is of course Lord himself. Prabhupada says he is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. And he is leading by example how to serve Krishna. You know, Balaramji serves Krishna in all the five rasas. He is Krishna's, he expands himself as the dham. This whole Vrindavan dham is expansion of Balaramji. He expands himself as Krishna's umbrella, Krishna's sush, Krishna's dress, all the paraphernalia. He serves Krishna in a menial way. Always you see Lakshmanji in the pastime of Lord Ram or Balaramji, always serving Krishna or Lord Ram. And then he's friend of Krishna, always playing with Krishna. Vatsalya bhava also, because he's a little elder to Krishna, so he's always in the mood of protecting Krishna. Mother Yashoda used to always say that you are elder brother, you please take care of your young naughty brother, you know, protect him. Therefore, you know, when this Kaliya pastime happened, Balaramji had not gone there. So everybody became very anxious, so they all ran there. So, and then how Balaramji serves Krishna in the mood of conjugal love? In his expansion as Ananga Manjari, younger sister of Radharani. So we can see that how Lord Balaram, although he is the first expansion of Krishna, but he is also the best servant of Krishna. That means, except Krishna, everybody else is servant. What is that verse? Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsab Bhritya. Arsab is including everybody, even Nitya, even Lord Balaram, or same Balaram came as Nityananda. Even Lord Balaram is thinking that he is servant of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is thinking that he is servant of Mahaprabhu. Advaita Charya is Mahavishnu himself. He is also thinking he is servant of Mahaprabhu. And he is taking great relish in this feeling that I am the servant of Mahaprabhu. Right? So here he is saying, even Nanda Maharaj thinks like that. Right? Although no one is more respected elder for Krishna than Nanda Maharaj in Vraja, whose transcendental parental love has no knowledge that his son is the supreme personality of Godhead. Still ecstatic love makes him, what to speak of others, feel himself to be servant of Lord Krishna. He too prays for attachment and devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, as the words from his own mouth give evidence. So when Uddhava visited Vrindavan, so Nanda Maharaj is saying, my dear Uddhava, please hear me. In truth, Krishna is my son. But even if you think that he is God, I would still bear toward him my own feelings for my son. Right? So like that. So Sridhama, so everybody, you know, everybody has this feeling of servitude. Right? Some of the friends of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, massaged his feet, and others whose sinful reactions had been destroyed fanned him with handheld fans. So all these friends of Krishna are always in the mood of serving Krishna, giving pleasure to Krishna. Right? Even the beloved girlfriends of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, the gopis, the dust of whose feet was desired by Sri Uddhava, and who were more dear to Krishna than anyone else, regard themselves as Krishna's maid servant. In Gopi Gita, this verse has been quoted. Vraja janartihan virayoshitam nijajana smaya dvansana smita bhaja sakhe bhavat kinkarismano jalaruhananam charudarshaye. Right? O Lord, remover of the afflictions of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, O hero of all women, O Lord, who destroy the pride of your devotees by your sweet, gentle smile, O friend, we are your maid servants. Please fulfill our desire and show your attractive lotus feet. Again, the point here is that Gopis are also saying that what are they? Kinkara. That means servants of Krishna. Mahaprabhu is teaching us. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mang vishame bhavambudho kripaya tava pad pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vishintaye. That kinkara, right? So this is the desire of a devotee, right? That we don't desire to be, you know, like some people in verse, they rightly say we have to be Krishna's friends or Manjari's. No, that is not the teachings of Mahaprabhu. He is saying, Ainanda Tanja Kinkaram Patitang Mang Vishame Bhavambudha. I am so fallen, I am wretched, I am the most fallen conditioned soul. My only prayer to you is that Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Stita Dhuli. That a devotee wants to be dust at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is Mahaprabhu's teachings. Right? We never aspire to become Krishna's intimate associate. No. They have no qualification, right? So we should, this is our prayer, that Krishna, just accept me as the most insignificant particle of dust at your lotus feet. Even that is the highest perfection. So of course we can go on and go on like that. So many beautiful verses have been quoted here. That how Anantadev has been glorifying Krishna from thousands of mouths in time immemorial, right? Right. Okay, I'll just end this portion with this. So Advaita Acharya finally says, Chaitanya Radas Mui Tara Dasera Das. Very beautiful verse, once again. Chaitanya Radas Mui Tara Dasera Das. So Advaita Acharya is praying, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya and a servant of his servants. So probably we can remember this prayer. Beautiful. Saying this, Advaita Acharya dances and loudly sings. Then at the next moment, he quietly sits down. The source of the sentiment of servitude is indeed Lord Balaram. The plenary expansions who follow him are all influenced by that ecstasy. Lord Sankarshan, who is one of his incarnations, always considers himself a devotee. Another of his incarnation, Lakshman, who is very beautiful and opulent, always serves Lord Ram. So like that. Right? So Advaita Acharya is considering himself a servant of Lord. And this feeling of servitude, the source is Balaramji, Anandasesh, who is always eager to render service to Krishna in all various possible forms. So this is what can be greater than this. We are seeing even Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, they are teaching us how to have this feeling of servitude. This one pastime came into my mind now. You know, Mahaprabhu was always respecting Advaita Acharya. So once what Advaita Acharya did, because he was feeling very embarrassed and very, very bad within that. What is this? Mahaprabhu is my Lord, but he is always respecting me. So what he did? He thought of a means. He knew that Mahaprabhu was against anyone who was preaching Mayavad. So Advaita Acharya, he thought of this plan, that let me go and preach Mayavad. So he went to Shantipur and he started preaching strong Mayavad. Right? And that time, anyway, Navdeep was filled with Mayavadis. So many great, all the great scholars, everybody came. And they were so happy. Oh, finally Advaita Acharya has become intelligent. He has come to true sense. Now he has understood what is the essence of scriptures. He's talking about Mayavad philosophy. And they were all hearing every day. The gathering was increasing. So it was very, Advaita Acharya is giving seminar on impersonalism, on Mayavad. And this news reached Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was aghast. He was, what? Advaita Acharya is speaking on Mayavad? So immediately he went towards Shantipur. And then when Advaita Acharya saw Mahaprabhu coming, he even became more enthusiastic in his false preaching of Mayavad. Even more strongly he started preaching that we are God, everybody is God, and you know, in this way Mayavad philosophy. And when Mahaprabhu heard, he became very angry. He just ran up to Advaita Acharya, he caught hold of his, you know, dress, and he just pulled Advaita Acharya from the Vyasasana and started punching him and beating him. And Sita, you know, the wife of Advaita Acharya, she was praying, my dear Lord, please leave him, my husband is an old man, he will die. But Mahaprabhu was just punching and beating. He said, Advaita, you brought me from Vaikuntha here. You called me and you are preaching Mayavad Siddhanta. What is this? And then, after some time, then Mahaprabhu came. He's a little bit pacified. And then Advaita Acharya started jumping and laughing. He said, this is the day I was waiting for. That I'll be punished by you. That you will treat me as your servant. Because always you are treating me as your elder, which I didn't like. So Advaita Acharya did this whole plot, this whole acting, just to get the special blessings of Mahaprabhu, to be chastised by Mahaprabhu. So this is beautiful pastime of many such beautiful pastimes we'll see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, about that how servitude is the highest. And we are talking about Hanumanji, right? So who can be greater devotee than Hanumanji? Right? We all know the glories, that can be another class in itself. That how Hanumanji is the most, is unparalleled servant of Lord Ram. He's always eager to serve Lord Ramchandra. And when he was sent to Lanka to find Mother Sita, he found out Mother Sita. But then he thought of doing extra service. What he did? He burnt Lanka. And then when Ravana asked that, who are you? So what identity Hanumanji is giving of his? He's saying, Dasoham Kosalendraya. Very famous line. He says, I am Das. Das of whom? Kosalendra. That means the king of Kosal Pradesh, which is Ayodhya. So this is the only identity of Hanumanji, that I am Ram's servant. Nothing else. He doesn't know anything. Right? That I am Lord Ram's servant. Therefore, any service given to him is most ready, eager to offer service to Lord Ram. Whenever there is an opportunity, always ready. So in Ramayana, there are so many beautiful pastimes of how Hanumanji is serving Lord Ram, serving Lord Lakshman. He brought this Sanjeevani Bhuti also. He lifted the entire mountain. Now who can be greater servant than Hanumanji? He was sent to bring some herbs. He could not understand what is that. He lifted the entire mountain. So he has done such amazing service for Lord Ram. And Prabhupada many times he says that sometimes people say that devotees are cowards. They are lazy. So he says, Prabhupada gave two examples. Example of Hanumanji and who else? Arjuna. That Prabhupada says that anybody who says that Vaishnavas are lazy or they are useless people, who are these two people, Hanumanji and Lakshman? What they have done? Prabhupada says that in the history of humanity, these are the two greatest wars. Which are they? Ramayana and Mahabharata. No World War 1, 2, these are like peanuts compared to what happened during Mahabharata and Ramayana. 64 crore soldiers died in Mahabharata, and I think there were millions and billions of demons and monkeys who took part in Ramayana battlefield. And who was the main hero of Mahabharata? Arjuna. And who was the main hero of Ramayana? The battle of Lord Ram and Ravana? Hanumanji. And they are Vaishnavas. Right? So the highest examples of how to be greatest servant of Lord Krishna. So a devotee is not coward or not artificially humble. No, that's not real humility. If need be, he becomes he shows his most fierce form, but for the service of Lord, not for his own, you know, self-aggrandizement or his own glorification. No, that's not servant of Lord. Servant means what? Very simple, that he wants to please his master. He wants to serve his master. He wants to please him. That's all. That's the meaning of a servant. So these are the most glorious examples of Hanumanji and Arjuna, right? Who are Vaishnavas, but they were always ready to, eager to serve. Right? And one more beautiful verse is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'll talk about very beautiful verse. That how we are always servants, right? As I told in the beginning, that we have only two choices. What is that? Either to be servant of Krishna or to be servant of Maya. So in this connection, there is a beautiful verse. I'll read that verse. It is Madhya Leela 22:16. If you have your phones, you can probably take out this verse. 22:16. Very inspiring verse. Kama dinam katina katidha palita durnideshas. Tesham jatamai na karuna na tripa no pashantihi usrijatan athayadupate sampratam labdha buddhis tvam ayatah sharanam abhayam mam nyungshvatma dasye. O my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have rendered these desires so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I ever desired to give them up. O my Lord, O head of the Yadu dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened. And now I am giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires. And I now come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. Beautiful verse that, you know, the verse is that we must come to this, we must sometimes think like this. You know, it's a very, very purifying feeling like this to pray to the Lord. That, oh my Lord, I have been serving my senses, I have been serving lust, anger, greed, and all these unwanted desires, these false masters, from time immemorial, for so many births. But am I able to satisfy those masters? No. They're the most ungrateful masters. I've been serving them for so many lifetimes, but they are never satisfied. They have not shown any mercy to me, but now my intelligence has been awakened. How? By the association of your devotees. So a great fortune that now we have come to this process of Krishna consciousness by the mercy of devotees, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So now we should pray to Krishna that enough, Krishna, now I don't want to serve Maya anymore. I don't want to serve my senses anymore. I want to give them up. I refuse to obey the orders of this useless third class masters. Now I want to surrender onto your lotus feet. And then Prabhupada writes purport. This verse is also quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are saying, Hare, O energy of the Lord, O my Lord Krishna. In this way, we are simply addressing the Lord and His spiritual potency, represented as Radha Krishna, Sita Ram or Lakshmi Narayan. The devotee always prays to the Lord and his internal energy consort so that he may engage in the their transcendental loving service. When the conditioned soul attains his real spiritual energy and fully surrenders onto the Lord's lotus feet, he tries to engage in the Lord's service. This is the real constitutional position of the living entity. So this is our prayer. Prabhupada gave a very simple meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What is that? O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. So this is the most beautiful prayer that we can offer to the Lord. That please engage me in your service. Enough, I have been serving, you know, my useless desires, lust, anger, greed, etc. But now I want to surrender to you. Because otherwise there is no way. We cannot come out of clutches of Maya. Devi esha gunamai mama maya durataya mam eva ye prapadante maya metam tarantiti. There is no other way. On our own, we cannot overcome Maya. It's very powerful, very strong. So the only process is by surrendering to Krishna. By His mercy, we can overcome Maya. Krishna nitya das jeev taha bhuli gela ei doshe maya tara galaya bandila. So we have to understand the root cause. Why we are entrapped in Maya? Because we have forgotten the fact that I am Krishna's eternal servant. So the way to come out is just to again and again remind ourselves of the same fact that I am Krishna's eternal servant. Just by thinking like that and serving Krishna, we can come out of the clutches of Maya. So I'll end the class with the verse by in Ramayana, the most famous verse, that how Vibhishan is praying to Lord, Lord Ram. When Vibhishan came to take shelter of Lord Ram, when all the monkeys headed by Jambavan and Sugriva and others, they were suspicious that he's spy, he has come from the enemy camp, let's kill him, let's not accept him. But he came to take shelter of Lord Ram. And what did Lord Ram say in that time? Sakrideva prapannoyas tavasmiti achate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etad vratam mama. It is my vow that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. It's considered to be one of the most important verses of the entire Ramayana. Lord Ram is giving that assurance that it even once, if we just pray to him, that tavasmi, We can all say Tavasmi. Tavasmi means, O Lord, I am yours. If you just make this one statement genuinely, sincerely from a heart and pray to Lord that, O Lord, I am yours, then Lord is promising that He'll give us protection always. And this is the example of Vibhishan. This is the only way, there is no other way. Right? We have to pray to the Lord in this way, that Lord, I am your servant, somehow I have forgotten you and I am fallen in this pool of material existence. Now please deliver me. Please accept me again as your servant. So this prayer of acceptance, that let's pray to the Lord that please accept me again. I want to be engaged in your service again. So this should be our mood when we are chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And so this position of being servant of the Lord is a great position. It's not so easy. We all have been given the names, you know, Das, Krishna's name, and Das attached to it when we take Diksha. But we are not Das yet. At least I am not a Das till now. It's a very, very high position. But all we can do is pray to the Lord that one day I can become your servant. That much we can do. Like once I heard that someone asked Prabhupada that are you God? Prabhupada said, no, I am servant of God. And then again Prabhupada paused for some time and said, no, I'm sorry, I want to change my statement. That I am trying to be servant of God. So this is what I'll conclude with this, that we are not, at least I am not servant of Krishna yet. All we can say is that we are trying to be servant of Krishna. And this is the process of Krishna consciousness. And this is the process of Dasyam. Right? That we should hear about the glories of devotional service and at least try to pray to Krishna that I may also become your servant again. Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comments? Yes, Prabhu. Okay, give the mic. Hare Krishna.
And whatever we are speaking, if we practice in our life, our life will be wonderful. Just like Prabhupada gave us examples, so many examples are given us. And if we meditate on these examples, and maybe our life will be much better than, because we are always thinking of so many other different things. But if 24 hours we think about this meditation on what you have said,
thank you, Prabhuji. Nice comment. It's very easy to speak, but very difficult to follow. So yes, so therefore we must hear again and again, read and try to follow what we are hearing and what we are reading. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.